most of our work has been, I've been down in Georgia, I've been down as far as Valdosta, mm-hmm. from Alabama through to Valdosta, Georgia. And I've gone from here to as far as Syracuse, New York.
Mm. Have you ever been out of the country?
No.
Okay. But you do most of your work?
Most of my work is in the South, you know. Mm-hmm. Now when I'm going to out of the state, other than Georgia, I'm going to general meetings. That happens only once or twice a year.
Do you belong to any clubs? Bridge clubs or garden clubs? Or?
No.
Okay. Let's see. And talk about your parents for a minute.
Oh, I could talk about them all day long because I had some very good street parents.
Okay, you want to start out about telling me where they were born? Your mother
and dad? As far as I know, they were born in Pike County.
Okay. Were there people from Pike County mostly, your mom and dad?
As far as I know.
Your aunts and uncles and all your people were
from Pike County.
Okay. And your parents' education? Did your mom and dad get to go to school?
Either one didn't have any education.
Okay. And their occupation? Your dad was a farmer?
Right.
Did your mom work outside the home?
No, she went mostly on the farm. If she worked outside of the home, it would be like going to someone's home and wash or iron for them.
Okay, so she was basically a homemaker.
Home, that's right.
Want to tell me a little bit about your brothers and sisters again so we can get that on? You were one of how many brothers and sisters?
Well, I wish all my brothers and sisters had lived. If they all had lived, I'd have had a great, great big family. Now, I never knew all my brothers and sisters, but my mother did tell us we had a family of 24 of us. Said, of course, all of them didn't live to get grown. She lost quite a few of them babies, you know, because she was owning kids so fast, it was impossible, I guess, for them to live. You know, it's amazing back in that day how people owned kids so fast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like they didn't have any, well, it wasn't any, no, they didn't know anything, I don't guess, to keep from.
Well, that's true. They didn't have
birth control pills, and it seemed like the doctors wasn't too interested either, or keeping them from it. But most likely, in that day, the doctor very seldom got a chance to wait on people in that day. They always had what you call midwives would come, you mm-hmm. know, and we're in. People was kind of helping that day, though, even. So, you know. But my mother and dad was very strict. They always taught us a certain time to come home, when to leave and when to come back, and we felt like that we must do just that. And I found it, I really think this is what this is where the gap that they talk about now is coming between parents and the young people of today.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply because the young people just can't stand the way of life like we can. The world is more modern. You know, people have grown more wiser how to do things, when to do things. Wherein they had no education, they was going by just what their own